I didn't believe them. I never believed that a child of mine would ever do that.
A dad, Kevin Lucy, speaking about his son home from the war. Jeff was a Marine in Iraq. He showed his dad how he was going to kill himself.
And he asked if he could sit in my lap. Here you have a 5'11" Marine asking if I can rock him. Just like I did when he was a small boy. I didn't know he was saying goodbye.
Lucy spoke at John Jay College at the Left Forum in a panel called Military Families Speak Out.
And I saw the cellar door opened. And I saw a shrine of pictures. His platoon picture being in the center. And pictures of his family, even of our dog, surrounding it. And then I saw Jeff. I thought he was standing at first. I ran over and he was in my lap for the last time as I took the hose from around his neck.
Vrinda Noel is a veterans advocate. The Left Forum is a place where she shares information about the struggles and the red tape being faced by many military families.
The military blocks us at every single step. And the military blocks them at every single step. And the military would rather over-medicate them and not give them access to help when they need it.
Former television talk show host Phil Donahue just completed an anti-war film called The Body of War. He led the session saying, "We have become a warrior nation."
It's the Bring It On West Texas Sheriff, Lone Star Belt Buckle, Macho, part of the American psyche that somehow has crept in to our being, to our souls.
It's the fourth year at the Left Forum for Gottfried Vincent. He's with Tuskegee University.
We are here to discuss very important issues that affect the whole society and the world.
It's my first time here.
Keegan O'Brien is in New York City from Boston. He's studying to be a teacher.
My favorite thing is the Haymarket Books table. It's got a whole array of radical literature, socialist literature, and I really appreciate that it's bringing Marxism back to a new generation of activists and radicals and fighters.
Anna Borger is also a student. She goes to Bard College and appreciates the wide range of topics being offered at the Left Forum.
I think the biggest takeaway is probably the different perspectives of how to go about the revolution or social change. It's like everyone has their own unique opinion and like perspective on like what step comes next or what we could do to help.
Medea Benjamin of Code Pink says the Left Forum is a perfect place to network.
We talk about issues that intersect other issues we might not be working on, and the networking that goes on here is quite extraordinary, as is the learning. I come here to go to sessions on issues that I really don't know a lot about.
The Left Forum continues throughout the weekend at John Jay College in Manhattan, 59th Street near 11th Avenue. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.